realms of Senith.
If I remember correctly, we left off looting a drow or something like that.
Yeah, I forget if you, there was... I think it told you that he had a spell book, right? And you took it.
I think so. Then we looted that crafting table, and I think we were just looking at this red circle down here, and I don't think that we talked about what it is or anything, but I don't remember. Oh, and some humanoid was screaming after the well drained.
Mm-hmm. So that thing down here turns out to be just a bath that has water on the inside of it, and then there's like a flame that's burning on the wood of this bathtub all around the outside.
What might one deduce is the purpose of the flaming rim?
Hot water.
Oh, so it's like a hot tub, literally.
Is Tia currently being stealthy?
I think we had kind of... I don't remember. I don't remember whether I was being stealthy or not. But let's go with yeah, because that's my default. And I have my little mouselings.
Oh, yeah. Nipper and Nibbles.
You want a bath, boys?
I don't think they'd like this water.
They decline.
Don't say I never gave you anything. What's in the bath?
What's in it?
Those objects.
I'm not sure what those are off the top of my head here. This was just like a tub. So I guess this might be like a faucet.
Oh, that makes sense.
Might be a drain.
Because for whatever reason, I look at it and I'm like, oh, somebody was bathing a statue of the metallic variety. So this is just like some guy's room, the wizard guy or the wannabe wizard guy.
Right.
I'm taking his scimitar or sword or whatever this is.
Sure. It's a dagger.
We'll call it a scimitar. I'm just kidding.
I don't think it shapeshifts like this thing in the other campaign.
Use your imagination. Oh yeah, and this is where we got your nifty tools for identification of things.
Oh yeah, Arsenal has those now.
Yeah. So I imagine that somebody hollering through the caverns here, we might should track that down and see who's got their panties in a bunch. Let me know if you need stealth rolls or whatever, DM, because... that's how I roll.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm pretty good with stealth too, so.
Arsenal would just be trudging along.
The fond memories around this well. It's where I met my new friends. Moving on.
All right, to kind of save a little bit of time here, you kind of deduce that the sound probably came from the north here.
Okie dokie then.
Further to the east here and to the south, you realize that's where those orcs came from. There's nothing of particular interest that way.
Still gonna loot them. Oh, that looks like a fancy chair.
You gonna pocket that?
Yeah, for sure. I have big pockets. No, I'm not going to pocket it, but I am going to, you know, file that away for later if ever I'm in the chair designing profession. So you said there's nothing over this way that we're interested in.
Well, I mean, this right here might be interesting. It's a big pile of gold and trinkets and valuables.
Oh, well, shit. I mean, move me in.
Be careful around the table, Rikara. There might be some more of that fog there. You might want to take the sides of the room.
I think we did dissipate it somewhat, but yeah, it looks like it's foggy. Oh, it disappeared. Oh.
All right, so it's dissipated, I think.
I did everything except remove the effect. That being said, there is a hint of that fog that's still around here. It's just nowhere near as thick and obstructive as it was before.
So by quick appraisal, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, scoop treasure into my pack when we haven't even cleared this place. But is it like, you know, a quick glance? Is there anything of note that we should pick up before we move on and come back to this?
No.
No fancy weapons or anything to help us, you know, chase down a screamer?
No.
All right, then. I'm marking my mental map for this is an area of interest to come back to. If I peek around this corner, what do I see?
To the south?
Yes.
You see that orc quarters that are down here.
A quick listen to indicate that there might be more down there?
No, you think they're all dead. Like I was saying before, this way seems uninteresting.
Well, if there's nothing of note in the orc direction, then I'm going to start heading to the north and peeking around that corner.
Looks like a lived-in area. There's a table in the middle. Looks like there's just various bags, sacks of food stuffs. Looks like it was nabbed from probably Moradville.
Thieves. Is this like a hunk of meat?
Yep, that's another one.
All right. Well, I will carefully, quietly make my way across this room. It looks like the sort of place where somebody might plan an ambush. I don't think there are any other openings other than to the west.
Correct.
Somebody is telling me to check for traps here. My spidey senses are tingling. Rolled a one, so, you know, I see nothing.
As you do that, a bird flies out of this room.
What kind of bird?
Just, I don't know, a raven?
Does it seem panicked or hostile, or it's just flying?
It seems to be in a hurry, and it's going this way. Whatever it is, it doesn't look like it belongs here in any case.
Well, my ranger
not hostile,
heart,
though, right?
It's not attacking anybody, no.
Could still be a scout.
Did it seem to notice us?
It did. I suppose. Like, it missed you.
My ranger heart kind of wants to go after it and ask what's up. How long ago was I talking to my rats?
I would say probably like 10 minutes ago.
I don't remember how long speak with animals lasts. Hold on. Is it even possible to catch it, or is it going too fast?
It's going pretty quick.
Oh, it only lasts for 10 minutes, so never mind. Well, that was strange. Moving on. Anything stirring in this room beyond?
The immediate room, no, but over here you see another treasure hoard. This one with more effects in it, like armors and weaponry.
Nice.
However, you see something stirring. You're pretty sure you caught a glimpse of a person over here.
Is this approximately where the screaming was coming from?
It's pretty hard to say, but probably so.
I'll gesture to my companions that I see somebody stirring, so like, approach cautiously. There's a table in front of me?
Yes, it is. Can you move, Ricara?
No, it's all still foggy.
Maybe she needs
but
to
I do plan to.
Does she need to reload after you disabled that effect? Because I don't see the fog.
It worked for me.
I can do that real quick. Got it. All right, there we go.
I want to kind of like skirt this perimeter and try to like sneak over there and catch him unawares, unless it seems like he's already aware.
Go ahead.
Do I need a stealth roll?
Yes.
21.
Okay.
Can I see him better from here?
You have the vision showing to you. You see more of the room. You don't see anybody in there, though.
Interesting.
I'm going to approach stealthily as well, so I'm going to do a roll. 14.
Okay, go ahead and move to where you're going to be.
I'm not seeing him right here, so I'll motion Arsenal forward as well, fully aware that he might give away our location because he's metallic.
Anything else?
Once we're all near here, I can only see around this way, so I'm going to... Like, is this stack of stuff kind of tall that I could, like, crouch and try and, like... creep around it that way, like over here.
Sure.
Need another stealth?
Yeah.
17.
10.
Okay, so, Tia, let me roll this again. Whoops, that's not how to roll. What's your passive perception?
14.
Okay, you don't see anything as you're crawling in here.
Is this a thing that I could crouch behind?
Yes.
I'll dash over there and do that stealthily. Ooh, that's not good. That's 8.
All right. You hear somebody shouting. It's that voice you heard through the caverns. So we can go ahead and roll initiatives. We add everybody to clash.
Arsenal gets a 14.
I don't remember initiative. Oh, the first number.
18 total for me.
Mine's 15, but I put that in there.
Okay. Arsenal 16.
Arsenal is 14.
Are your hit points correct, by the way? 11 out of 30 on Tia?
I have 15 on my page, but maybe okay. I'm wrong.
No, I'm sure your page is probably correct. Kara has 4 out of 4, but that's incorrect.
She is 27 typically total, but I think she's still wounded. Yeah, I was going to say.
Arsenals are correct in Clash.
Okay. So as you start walking that way, this guy here, you see the drow, he starts shifting. I don't have a token for it at the moment. I was trying to find one, but he turns into a bear.
Oh, so like a druid. Man, he's cool looking. Dig the war paint.
So it's Rikara up.
I am going to shoot at him with my longbow. I normally like druids. 18 to hit.
That is a hit. How much damage? Oh, you don't add any dex to that?
Four damage, sorry.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yes, because the only other thing I could do is a melee, so all done.
Real quick, how long has it been since our combat encounter with the orcs?
5 minutes.
All right, I'm just curious if my spell is still up, which it would be.
All right, Tia, it's your turn.
Okay, so I draw a short sword, and I cast Hunter's Mark, and then stab him with it. Or can I not do that with only one? Or is Hunter's Mark is a bonus action, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
So that is 20 total to hit.
That's a hit.
Do I have to do a separate attack roll for that Gloomstalker ambush thing, I think? Yeah. So I also have a 24 to hit, so that hits also.
Yeah, that's also a hit. Does that only work on a surprise round or?
First round.
Okay, he's already gone. He's already had a turn if that matters.
No, it's not the rogue ability. It's the Gloomstalker ambusher thing where, you want me to read it to you?
No, it's okay. I was just making sure you knew that.
Dread ambusher. Let me read it just to make sure. If you take the attack action on your first turn, make one additional weapon attack as part of that action.
Okay, yeah.
So it's specific to her turn, not the opponent's.
Yeah, that's good. That means you do get 2 hits then.
So 2 hits plus Hunter's Mark.
Oof.
Hunter's Mark is 1 though, so don't get too excited.
Yeah, but Hunter's Mark has more like long-term benefits.
16 damage piercing, if that matters. I got excited because my first roll was a 6, which is max for a short sword, but then after that, it went downhill.
Okay, anything else on your turn?
That's action, bonus, all the good, so no, that's it.
Arsenal, then.
So this is fairly easy. Arsenal charges up to the bear and smacks it with his warhammer, and he casts Booming Blade as part of that attack. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Booming Blade. Oh, that's an 8.
To hit?
Yeah, that's an 8 to hit, yeah.
I think that's a miss, even on a brown bear, yeah.
Yeah, that's Arsenal's turn then. I don't think the Booming Blade has any effect. Let me actually check that. Yeah, on a hit, all right. So Booming Blade does nothing this turn. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Kara already went. Nipples and Nipper.
Do they get attacks?
Add the clash, yeah, they do.
I don't want them to die.
They're going to be dealing 1d4 annoyance damage.
This is for all the times we wanted a drink but could not have one.
11 does not hit you, Tia, right?
No. Why are they attacking me?
The inevitable betrayal has happened. It turns out these rats are in league with this druid.
You bastards.
So they jump on you and start nibbling at your armor as you're fighting this guy. It's his turn.
Feel so betrayed. I sacrificed a flask of water for you guys. And food.
So this guy gets +5 to hit as a bear. Does 19 hit Tia?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't think I have any character with 19. 16 for Tia.
11 doesn't hit, though. And does 1d8 +4. Oh, that's a lot.
Ouch.
11 damage to Tia as a bear growls and rips at you. If you still had speak with animals on, which you do just for this moment, you hear Nibbles and Nipper cackling. Be like, yes, you're going to go down. We're going to throw you in the well. And it's Rikara's turn.
That well thing is not going to happen. I'm going to move up. I am going to use my longbow on the druid. Well, going to try to. 10.
You can't find one more somewhere? Like, maybe you didn't add something properly?
Right. Let's see. Because there's 6.
So if your bow is just +4, then that's just a mess.
Okay. Because there's +2 with dexterity. So 12.
Is it already added in, though? Like, dex plus proficiency would be 4.
Okay, yep, then it is already added in.
All right, yep, that's a mess.
God bless it, okay.
Tia, it's your turn.
I am angry. Can I have a barbarian rage?
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't do anything, but I'm very angry. Oh, I draw my other sword this turn. And, I mean, I should focus fire on the druid, but I'm very angry at these fucking rats. So, a 16 and a 20 to hit the rats.
Those are both hits, yeah.
7 and 8 damage.
Oh, yeah, you skewer the rats.
Nice.
I will eat them later.
Okay, the bear howls in anguish.
I mean, I could have healed myself, but I was too mad.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to maneuver his way around the bear, and he's going to strike again with Booming Blade.
Oh, so retroactive a little bit. How does the concentration check work?
It's DC 10 constitution or half the damage you took, whichever is higher.
Okay, well, I rolled a 19 on the die.
You're good.
Arsenal gets a 22 to hit the bear.
That's a hit.
That is going to be 6 bludgeoning damage. And the bear becomes, 1 second, sheathed in booming energy until the start of Arsenal's next turn. But it doesn't seem to do anything at the moment.
Okay. All right. Tia just took out the rats, and that upsets him. He's going to attack her.
He's counter-upset, because I was upset first.
17 does hit, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. You take 6 damage. I think that knocks you unconscious.
Yeah, I take it all the way down to the ground.
15 is a miss on Arsenal, however, and that's the end of his turn, so Rikara.
Can't believe you did this to my friends, dude. 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
Perfect. 4 damage.
Okay, the bear is looking hurt.
Good, because I also was remiss that I have a Kensai shot. I'm going to do 1d4 damage, 4. Another 4 damage.
Oh, in that case, he turns back to his normal form. Hmm. The bear dies and turns back into the druid. Is that your turn?
That is me. That's it.
Let me look at his sheet real quick because he has... Oh, he doesn't have. Okay. So that puts Tia up.
So I have to do a save thing?
Yep. Death saving throw. Straight d20. 20 or better, you get a success.
You have to do 20 or better?
10 or better.
15.
You have 1 successful saving throw. Arsenal.
I assume this is a technically mostly open square.
He can move open. He's probably here.
Arsenal is going to strike again with Booming Blade for a 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
That is going to deal 13 bludgeoning damage, and he remains sheathed in, I don't remember the description again, sheathed in booming energy.
What does the booming energy do?
If he moves more than 5 feet... 5 feet or more, then he takes damage.
Well, that's devastating.
Yeah. It gets even better when I level up, because then it does immediate damage.
All right, that's your turn. He is going to have his turn. I guess it is. He pulls out something from his pocket, and it looks like a scroll similar to the various effects that you found throughout this place. It's just his collection throughout his house. He appears to have it on him as well. Just random stuff in his pockets that he draws out from. And the scroll he casts from it in front of you. It looks like this is the one. So you need to make a... What is this? Wisdom saving throw, Arsenal.
Oh, that's a 1.
You turn into a rat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I killed people.
The hermit laughs. And 5, 10, 20, 25, 30. Does that booming thing go off still?
Yep, he takes 4 thunder damage.
Okay, as he runs away, there's kind of like an explosion. Rikara, it's your turn.
I'm going to move 10. Then I'm going to shoot some arrows at this guy. 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
10 damage. Then my key, 5, another 5 damage. So 15 damage total.
Now she's angry.
I am. Don't be doing this, my friends.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
Tia, another death saving throw. Okay, that's 2 successes. We're doing good then. Arsenal, as a rat, your turn.
Can he bite?
Yes, he can.
He's gonna do it then.
Your movement is 20 feet, though. Oh, that's perfect, isn't it?
I think so.
It's close enough. We'll just say yes.
Yeah, it works. I cannot move my token, though.
Well, yeah, because it's so damn small.
Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, there we go. I can sort of move it if I click on my name tag. Arsenal is going to bite. What kind of roll is that?
It's just +0.
All right, let's go with it. It's a 19.
Oh, yeah, you bite him.
Nice.
How much damage is that?
It's 1d4 minus 1.
That is 3 damage.
Wow.
What happened to Arsenal? Is he back to normal?
No, I just made it so we can move it easier.
Oh, okay.
Can you even turn a construct into a mouse? There's no living tissue.
He's a creature, I guess. I don't know.
He's like partially organic is the lore behind Warforged, at least in Eberron.
All right, is that the rat's turn?
Yes, that's his turn.
All right, he reaches into his pack, and he pulls out a cup, and he tries to put it on top of you, Arsenal. He's trying to trap you, so you need to make a dexterity saving throw to avoid being cupped. It's an opposed thing here, so...
Oh, it's an 11.
Yeah, you win.
he barely even moves. He just steps to the side a little bit.
All right, Ricard, it's your turn as he's over here in this little archway with a cup, just slamming it on the floor over and over, almost cartoonish, trying to capture this rat as it takes his chances to keep gnawing at him.
5. Okay, so I just moved 35 feet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the cup out of his... what I would like to do is take the cup out of his hand, smash it on the floor, and then stab him with my longsword. Slice him up.
Okay.
14.
14 is a hit. No, it's... Yes, it's a hit. It's exactly what you needed. Sorry.
Yes. Okay, cool. Now...
Does the rat spell have concentration on it?
No.
6 damage.
How much was it?
6 damage, and then I'm 6. Going to kind of punch him in the face, too, for good measure. Another 4 damage.
Roll your attack.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I can't punch him.
Okay. Does that set you up with your turn?
Yep, that sets me up. I'm done.
Tia, this hopefully is your last roll.
15.
All right, you are stable. Arsenal, it's your turn.
Arsenal is going to bite again. Oh, that's a 7. He's too busy dodging the cup. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Just got hit again. Ricara's up in his face.
Move, I dare you. Obviously, I don't because I'm unconscious.
Is there a way I could help her, wake her up, or restore her health?
I'm having a nap over here, y'all.
I know. I don't think that there is.
All right. He reaches into his pack and robes again, frantically searching for stuff as Ricara runs up and is attacking him. He pulls out something and chants a few words, and you need to roll a wisdom saving throw, Ricara.
Okay, so wisdom saving. So I rolled a 10, but to add wisdom to that, so 12.
He should also have proficiency in wisdom, I think, as a monk. Let me check that. Or it might be noted down on your sheet.
Yeah, so it's a plus 2.
That's just your wisdom or the wisdom saving throw?
The wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
So would it be the wisdom and the wisdom save?
It'd just be the wisdom save.
Okay, so then it's 12.
Okay. I lost what I was trying to do here. Where did that go?
Yeah, monks do not have proficiency in wisdom saves, apparently.
He reminds me of that rogue I played that had the deck of random effects in her pocket. Just like pulled out, like it could be really awesome or it could be really horrible.
You are paralyzed, Ricara.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Roll your new characters.
All right. What else can he do on this round? Nothing, I think. So, Ricara, you get to roll another save?
Okay. I got a 20, so...
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, you are not paralyzed anymore. All right. Tia is unconscious, so it's Arsenal.
Arsenal's going to keep biting. That's a 1.
That's a mess.
Epically. Night is Arsenal's turn.
Okay. He is going to cast a spell on himself. Oops. No, that seems right. And then it's Ricara's turn.
Okay. 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
6 damage. Plus I'm going to try to punch him. That's right. Got to do the d20 first. 4. And I can't punch him. And that's my turn.
Okay. Tia's still unconscious. Arsenal.
These rolls today. Arsenal gets a 9 to hit.
All right, that's
or to miss, rather.
Yeah, a 9 to miss. All right, it's the hermit's turn, and he holds out his quarterstaff and takes a small step backwards, and he addresses you, Ricara. He says, in broken common, he's speaking. He says, truce, make a deal. If do not accept, I will kill you and your friends.
What is your truce? What is your deal?
Find me artifacts. Bring them to me. take things from Mordville.
What are these artifacts? Are they related to necromancy or what?
I don't know what they are. I haven't found them.
I don't say this out loud, but I think, well, then why do you want them? I don't know what they are. Anyway.
Anything valuable, useful.
I also think to myself, but don't say out loud, well, Dia's unconscious and Arsenal's a rat. Shoot. Well, what is the alignment of this guy?
You would guess that he's probably evil.
Okay.
He hovers a quarterstaff over Arsenal and he's showing that he's getting ready to hit Arsenal as a rat. It's like, just one little smack and he's all gone. Think quick.
All right. Got a deal.
Really?
Yes. Just please restore my friend, both of them, and you have a deal.
Does the rat still attack him as he walks away?
Arsenal seems to back down just a little bit. Like, he's still being wary, but he's backing down.
All right. You get 8 hit points to you. And you become conscious. What you see upon becoming conscious is this drow looking particularly smug and kind of stepping back from you.
Says, whoa, whoa.
Hold on. I've not been privy to the conversation that she was having with him.
Yeah, you were unconscious.
Can I, like, roll an initiative or something and try to stab him before he does anything?
Sure.
I realize it's from the ground.
Yeah, it'd be disadvantage, I think.
I don't know. There's some pretty important arteries near the feet.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, it looks like disadvantage from the ground.
Got a 13 and a 19. The 19, or the 13, I think, becomes a 19? No, 18.
Oh, so yeah, this is a hit.
7 damage. Do I only get the 1 because I was unconscious, or do I still have both short swords in my hands?
You can do both your attacks if you'd like. It is your turn.
Okay, so my other disadvantage attack is 12.
That is a mess.
Can I get up since it's my turn?
Yeah, it's going to take half your movement.
I mean, that's okay.
Okay, Arsenal's turn.
Can I cast spells as a rat?
No.
That would be able cool.
Yeah.
You're just throwing firebolts as a rat, probably breathing fire at that point.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like at this point, Arsenal is just going to chill and watch the fight. He's going to, like, is this platform here relatively low? I think it'd be cool if he jumped up on it and just watched the fight from here.
Yep. You can climb up. That's a box, like a crate.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to jump up here and watch.
Okay.
Everything that Ricard just went through, I'm going to immediately jump up and sabotage. And, you know, with only 8 hit points, go right back down again.
Yeah. He's surprised. He's going to say, hey, we have a deal. He's not going to attack you. Ricard, it's your turn. Tia, I don't think Tia looks like she's backing down.
Tia's still pissed.
That's fair.
My ears are particularly pointy in this moment.
15 to hit.
That's a hit.
With my longbow. 8 damage. And then I'm also going to use a key.
If it's a key point thing, I think you've already used 2 points.
Oh, okay, shoot. All right. Yep, so it's just that damage then.
Okay. All right. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Tia.
Does it get used even if she misses?
I don't know. I think so.
I was just kidding. Because I know, like, battle mastery, your superiority die only get used if you land it or whatever. So it's my turn.
Yep.
2 stabs. A 24 and a 19.
Both are hits.
13 damage.
All right. You take him out. He's dead.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Especially when we're unconscious.
We just take snoozes. Yeah, I didn't hear her conversation. So I just, you know, hopped up and got back to action. I don't care who healed me.
All right. As he dies, you see a little rod roll out from his I don't know what he's wearing, like a cloak or something. His rags. His raggy cloak and robe thing. I don't know. Anyways, it has a bunch of rat whiskers on it.
Mine?
Okay.
What is it? Can I take a moment to, like, look at it?
You would, with a short rest, yes, but it's a limited use item that casts polymorph. But it can only turn something into a rat.
This seems like a good thing to have on hand for the next time I have a temper tantrum. Piss me off, you will be a rat.
It so happens that you see a rat sitting on the box over here, standing on its hind legs, clapping its little tiny hands.
Oh, how do we fix that?
Yeah,
probably with
question.
That wand you just grabbed.
Oh, sure. Would I be smart enough to take a moment to learn how to use it, or am I just going to use it? Fuck it, I'm just going to use it. Hope for the best. Like, rat whiskers. Point and click.
Yeah, he turns back into his construct and smashes through the box as his weight overcomes it.
Oh, hey, buddy.
He's still clapping his hands.
It just got real noisy.
Takes him a few seconds to realize he's not a rat anymore.
So that was a fun time.
It's crazy.
So I want to, like, poke around this room and make sure there are no surprises waiting for us, like creatures in wait or whatever, and then check out all his cool stuff.
Yep, you find a lot of things. I will write it up for the between now and next session, all the things you find, but most of it's going to be effects and stuff you'll want to bring back to Mordville for inspection.
Most of it's probably stolen.
I was going to say probably most of it came from Mordville.
A lot of it probably did, yeah. Turns out that this guy is who the kobolds were also dealing with before Loban started collecting stuff himself.
So our faction rating with the kobolds has gone way up. Unless you mean dealing with as in an alliance.
Yeah, he was getting, they were bringing him stuff, but Loban did put an end to that. They didn't particularly like each other, so it's all good. Essentially put, you did good. The kobolds are happy when they come out and they see all of you, they celebrate.
I'll put in a word with whoever's in charge that the kobolds should at least have like a percentage of the spoils for the good intel.
Okay. All right. Do you mind if we kind of fast forward to you returning to Moradville?
Sure, with the caveat that we try to take everything that we can carry.
Okay. Yeah, the kobolds come in and start collecting stuff, and you can see that they're packing up a little crate to bring to Mordville. A lot of the most of the stolen stuff is being put into that. They're keeping a considerable amount of the gold. It seems to be shiny, and they want to keep that. But a lot of magical effects, artifacts, and books, knowledge, stuff like that is all being packed up, and they're actually sending that with you. So, you do learn from the kobolds that one of the reasons that they set up their little city here is that they found they call it an astraling ship. It's a spaceship, essentially, and it's in complete disrepair. They're trying to fix it. So that's part of the alliance with Mordville, is they needed artificers to come help them finish the magic on it. And of course, the Mordville artificers are extremely interested, so that's a thing that's happening.
These are some ambitious and industrious kobolds.
Yeah, they want to go to the stars. Their agreement was essentially that they want to have at least half the crew be kobolds. What else goes on? Okay, yeah, the other thing is, as you return and tell your tales to the adventurers, specifically Ricard, because I think she might be the only one that's actually a Crown Adventurer recruit or whatever. Ricard, you get sent to kind of a proctor, somebody that... How do you say, not dispenses tests, but performs tests?
Administers
tests for the Crown Adventurers to test new recruits and make sure that they can, that you can become like a full member.
Are they testing us? Or I'm confused what they're doing.
Right now it's just a Ricara thing. Do you accept to go go figure this out?
Yeah, what they're testing that, how will that impact Thea and Arsenal though? Like being away?
Well, if you ask for them to join, they say that it's most likely they'd be allowed to join you on this trial test thing.
Oh, okay.
But you'd have to talk to the proctor.
Okay.
So round them up and go to the proctor.
Yes.
And Arsenal and Tia, you do join her or no?
Sure. I think I've been there before, right? The I don't remember. Is it Elkwood? Is that where we're going?
No. The proctor's here in Mordville.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, of course, it doesn't sound like a very difficult thing to go to. Just like cross the street.
Arsenal's done with it.
Okay. Arsenal, you also have an interested party regarding your constructness, and it's those artificers that were there, like Felvar, and they're just checking you out, looking at your new gem that you stuck on yourself.
Well, I'd imagine I'd imagine it was more of a process of the artificers who revived him, essentially helped him install that, as well as other upgrades like the wrist cannon that launches firebolts.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So you're familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Tia, Vikara, and Arsenal, you're all traveling together to the Proctor. The Proctor is named Raby. So you're brought to a kind of a park, an underground park, if that makes any sense. There's a lot of bioluminescent mushrooms growing here. It's near that broken fountain. It looks like a lot of repairs are being done. I'm going to eventually have a map for Mordville, or at least some of it anyway. And you are brought, Rakara, to a fairy that is floating in the gardens area and kind of like studying and looking at the mushrooms with a lot of interest. And when you arrive, she turns around with a big smile and greets all of you and goes, "Raby, it's good to see you."
Is she implying that she's seen us before?
No.
Well, hello, it's good to see you too. So I'm here with my colleagues for a test.
Ah, yes. So you have a construct.
I'm going to boop her nose because she's just really cute.
She boops you back.
Oh, I'm the besties.
And when she boops you, she goes, "Snapple dapple.
Frapple clapple.
Ta-da."
Did I pass?
No.
All right, I'll be quiet now.
All right, so we've never had a construct before, but do you want to join the Crown Adventurers?
Sure.
Okay, we've never had a Tia before. Do you want to join the Crown Adventurers?
Do I get a badge?
Yes.
Then yes.
She does some fairy magic stuff, just throws some dust around, and a shield badge appears. Basically, think like a sheriff badge or something.
I pin it on my whatever I'm wearing on my chest. I don't know.
And then it disappears promptly. She's like, "But first you have to pass the trials."
I think the NYPD actually calls their badges shields.
Yeah, I think so too. See, I was going to ask for like a steampunk sword, but considering the whole disappearing act, never mind.
Oh, you'll have to talk to artificers for that. So yeah, I'm based out of Elkwood, but I go around and I administer these tests in the field to make sure our adventurers are all good. And seeing as you're kind of making a name for yourself so quickly, having acquired a spaceship already and all this gold, like these cobalts, if you look over here, they're just bringing us gold. This is amazing.
Yeah, we're buds.
But it's usually the opposite. Usually they're taking it.
But well,
in any case, sorry, what?
No, I was just thinking out loud. Sorry. All
these are evolved intellectual kobolds.
Well, keep this up and you'll be allowed to meet Mord himself. Isn't that exciting?
Hey, so as an aside, this is not something I'm asking to hurt. Do we have full hit points now?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm a little meh about the whole meeting Mord thing, but I'll feign excitedness.
Limited resources like spell slots have regained as well?
Yep. Yeah, just consider yourselves to have taken a long rest.
Awesome. So what do these trials entail, Raby?
She holds out her hand and she says, "Well, it's going to be a lot of work. We have to test your speed, your combat skills, your ability to fight, you know, bosses. And then, sometimes you can't always be in the mountains, Tia. Sometimes you'll be in strange places."
These bosses that you speak of.
Well, I mean, I've managed to collect for these trials some mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, you ready to fight some mushrooms?
I mean, I've encountered some gnarly mushrooms before, so I'll buy that.
And she holds out her hand to, and a bunch of fairy dust happens, and she starts playing this video. She's like, "Here is the entrance to the trials. So you'll have to navigate through this weird terrain that is not mountainous. It's not mountains, Tia."
My reputation precedes me.
"You can't move quickly. You have to sneak past some things sometimes." And she wiggles her hand.
I think I had a bad trip that looked like that one time.
Put too many mushrooms on the pizza.
As you can see, there's plenty of places for little stinkers to hide and hop out and ambush you. A lot of trenches. So what do you think? Is this the trial you want to do? There are options. I'm just trying. I picked this one because, you know, it's the most odd for your ranger here.
I'm okay with it. Are you guys?
I mean, what are the options? I guess it's Ricara's test. So if she says yeah, we should probably just be like, yeah.
Well, we can look at our options, too. What other options do we have?
Well, I mean, considering most of the adventurers operate in mountainous terrain, I had a mountainous terrain trial set up that you will just completely destroy. I'm trying to give you a challenge so that we can test you, but the other one's a lava pit.
I'll take the mushrooms. I feel like we already passed the mountain test like 2 or 3 times, so, you know.
Yeah, you can consider yourselves to have 3 credits already.
Yes. Look at me, Scholar Tia.
She, like,
all right, the
starts
mushrooms.
Flying up a bit.
Sorry.
Clap. Go ahead.
I interrupted.
No, I didn't hear you talking. I would have stopped talking. Go ahead.
You're good. No, I was just saying, well, the mushroom one sounds good to me.
Okay. She starts floating up and goes, just like clapping her hands and stuff. She's a small creature, by the way, Ricara. Like an actual fairy. Think like Tinkerbell. A little bigger than Tinkerbell, mm-hmm. But yeah. She goes, okay, so I'll schedule you in for this evening. Does that sound good?
Sure. Any advice for how to prepare?
Nope.
So like a small creature as in like a halfling or gnome or like a tiny creature?
Like smaller than a gnome.
So more like a tiny creature or still technically a small creature.
And then she twirls around, chants a few words, and then you're right here on the edge. There's like a couple beds that I haven't put on the map yet right here.
That looks wicked awesome.
This is just like that bad trip. Been here before.
Might as well give yourself a 4th credit then.
But who's keeping score?
She said, okay. So I'm going to introduce you to the cast real quick before we do this, okay? And this is probably going to be the next session, by the way, that we'll do this. Is it okay with people? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
I'll show you what you're up against, because you really want to know. And this is kind of a trial. This is the first time I've used it. Nobody's picked it. I don't know why. All right, you see these little guys right here? And like you see a bunch of these little mushrooms walk out.
Can I boop their noses?
They don't have noses.
Can I boop their mushroom heads?
Yeah. And they kind of giggle and go, woohoo.
We're buds.
She's like, don't let their barky skin fool you. These little mushrooms, well, it's not, they're fungal skin fool you. They're pretty ferocious, and they're going to be attacking you the whole time. As you're trying to navigate through this terrain here, they're going to come out of the woodworks, the fungal works, so to speak, and they're going to harass you. And it's going to be up to you to try to not get slowed down by them. You have to keep going fast and make it to the first boss section. And then she wiggles her hand again, and you all see the whole terrain start floating this way. She's like, so about here.
Whoa.
Hold on, let me load in the next part of it. You see her like tapping her hand.
Can I like study these warriors while she's talking and like basically do a knowledge check on them?
Yeah, go ahead.
What kind of knowledge?
Knowledge check on them. This would be Arcana. You don't know anything. I think that was you that rolled the 1, right?
Me, no.
No, that was me. I'm sorry.
I rolled a 15, but I subtract 1, so it's a 14.
Okay. They are mushrooms. They walk. They talk. They're Feywild. You kind of realize that this whole area is in the Fey. She says, okay, so when you get about here, this is going to be your staging ground. Anything past this line from over here can't follow you no more because you've made it. This is your race area, right? This is your finish line. No more of those mushroom warriors. Get over there. And she like starts yelling at the little mushroom warriors and they run over here. She's like, there, stay on your side. Okay. Anyway, then over here, the whole place starts moving again. She's like, here is the lake. This is going to be your first boss battle. I'll show you the character here. Bam, comes out. See this guy right here? This big mushroom that looks like pretty formidable is standing there. She's like, that's your first boss. You got to beat him up. Just like you did all the other things you've beaten up. But here's the catch. It's from the Fae, okay? And she acts like you're supposed to know what the hell that means.
Well, I mean, technically me too, right?
I mean, you're Fae touched. She's like, I told you guys to stay on the other side. And they run off.
I think that's a hint for what's to come. They don't follow the rules.
Right?
That's a good catch. You can roll an inspiration for that.
Yay.
Or not roll an inspiration, but mark it.
Yeah.
Can I roll a knowledge check on that, on the boss, the first boss?
On the one back at the lake? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I affectionately refer to him as Nessie.
14.
It is a Feywild Guardian. Ironically, okay. In the notes of Mord is where you remember reading about this in your monastery.
Oh.
During his time in the Fae, he ran into some of these little creatures and kind of like made notes about them. They're kind of neutralish creatures. They don't really care about, you know, good or evil or anything. They just kind of guard the Fae, Fae spirits and stuff. Sorry about my voice, by the way. It's kind of screwy at the moment.
Arsenal gets an 18 on Arcana, if that provides any additional information.
They are known to teleport. That's what you got with that additional roll. And they can do this at will, so it doesn't expend a spell slot.
Very good to know.
This is a bonus action for them, so they can attack and then teleport.
I see where the questions about that teleporty lady came from.
But the teleportation does count as voluntary movement, right? Smiley face.
I don't think so. Like Misty Step, if you Misty Step from something, they can't attack of opportunity, you know.
What about Booming Blade, smiley face?
No, that would be the same, I would think. Mm. I'll look into it. I'll try to note to look that up. Booming Blade.
Well, it's good that you're acknowledging and asking, because then you won't waste that spell in combat against this guy later if it turns out that it's not going to be useful.
It's a cantrip, so it doesn't really matter, especially at this level.
Well, it still takes action economy that you could use on something else.
Like an attack, which is part of the cantrip?
Oh, well, okay, whatever. I'm trying to say good job for using your brain, but it's fine. Just go on. Go on and do your thing.
Right. Yeah, Booming Blade isn't like a bonus action or anything. It's an action that you can make an attack as part of it. It only becomes really relevant when you have multiple attacks. So then at that point, you can only make one attack as part of the cantrip. So then it becomes important.
Never mind all the blood down there in those trenches over there. That's nothing. Anyway, here we are at the final boss area.
Do they bleed cotton candy?
No. No, you're in the Fae right now, so all the colors are really strange. I have some experience with mortals in their first ventures into the Fae, so yeah, things are a little weird. Also, don't eat the ground. I know it's going to taste like sugar, but, you know, this is supposed to be snow, but we can't really make snow in the Feywild. We're, like, forested. You know, we're not temperate forest. We're, like, jungle temperate forest, and we can't always have snow. See, like, this is supposed to be snow, but it's sugar. But don't eat it. It'll be the best thing you've ever eaten, and then you won't want to leave the Fae. So don't eat it.
Interesting.
Is this one of those situations where she tells me not to, so I have to?
You get the wiser among you realize that's what she's doing. She's trying to tempt you into eating the ground.
I'm not generally one who eats the ground, so...
Come on, I know you want to. It's like sugar is really good.
You first, man. You first.
Well, you passed that test. Good job. Nobody ate the ground. That makes, you know, for bad adventurers, people who eat everything, you know, just like things that are inedible. We've actually had problems with that, you know. Anyway, is the final boss here, I'll show you, is... Ta-da!
You.
Yep, I'm going to be what you have to fight at the end.
What happens if we win?
You become crown adventurers. Bloop,
bloop, bloop. I mean, what happens to you if we win? Like, you'll be okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
I assume this is all, especially considering this is the Feywild we're talking about, I assume it's essentially a simulation.
Yes, yeah. And she seems to have set up something of a simulation here. It's safe. If you've mentioned anything about that, like, what happens to you if we win or whatever? Nobody that dies there actually dies. They just get sent out.
And how good are Fae at mind control?
They're pretty good. This is where you get like sirens and stuff, dryads, a lot of them that are very Fae touched.
There's something about that sand.
Yeah, mind control is like the Fae bread and butter. If not mind control and dominating like directly, then charms at the very least.
I think she was hinting at even the snow tries to mind fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I feel like rather than trying to eat everything, my downfall is going to be trying to tame everything.
All right, she lets all of you sit up back at that camp at the entrance, and then she says, see you this evening, and then she leaves.
So we have to stay here in Technicolor?